The Adventures of Whisper Wings of the North Shore's Fairies by Neil Gardner. Read by Michael Fenton Stevens. The First Adventure. The Quietest Fairy Ever. Before everything else, there was the Shores. And the Shores was a magical place, full of possibility and wonder. After a little while, the Shores decided to split itself into five separate lands. And into four of these lands came the fairies, energetic and beautiful, kind and also truly magical. The fairies of the East Shores grew the winds and nurtured the raindrops. They herded the clouds and tended the snowflakes. The fairies of the South Shores were the guardians of the sand, the protectors of the rocks, and the caretakers of the very earth itself. The West Shores fairies were ever so tiny, so small in fact, that you would need a special magnifying glass to see them. They cared for the microscopic wonders that make the world real for the people and the animals. They are the farmers of atoms and the shepherds of the infinitely minute. And then there are the North Shore fairies. Oh, what happy fairies they are! For their task is to maintain all that is beautiful, colourful and magical in the world. They are the gardeners who live within the great North Shore's garden, from which all the flowers and plants and trees of the world come. And with this responsibility, they also tend to the animals and creatures, large and small. From the tiniest insect to the largest animal, the North Shore's fairies keep a close eye on them all, ensuring harmony and balance and love prevail. And when all was in balance, there came into the fifth land, the very centre land, the people. But the people were not aware of the fairies or their magical workings. To them, the world was as it should be, and all that was around them was what should be there. This saddened the fairies at first, as they wanted so badly to show the people the magic of the shores. But the people didn't see the fairies, as they were very small compared to the people, and the people's brains just weren't open to believing in magic. Over time, the elder fairies realized that this was how the shores wanted things to be. The people would live in a magical world of life and love and beauty and endless variety. But they would not realize that this was so. The fairies would see the magic of the world around them, and it would nourish them and sustain them and keep them happy for all time. But they must help to keep it this way and maintain balance and harmony. And so the fairies of the different shores got down to their tasks, keeping out of the way of the people, but always keeping an eye on what was going on. For the North Shore's fairies, life was an abundance of magic and joy. They lived in a giant garden from which all things grew and flourished before being set free into the world. Around this garden was a large, dark forest, and beyond that, the lakes and prairies seemed to go on forever. All day long, the garden hummed with the sound of fairies, young and old, flying and talking, working hard and having fun. At the very center of the garden was a majestic building made of red brick and white marble, with long vaulted corridors and tall towers that had clocks at the very top. The windows were always open, the grass was always freshly cut, and the lunch was always exactly what everybody most desired. This was the North Shore's school, and it was where the young fairies came every day to learn how to tend and care for the garden, and all the things they needed to know to grow up to be happy and helpful fairies.